from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
The Rockets coming out to play.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Morning, everybody.
Yeah.
What's happening out there?
I'm going to call you Ice Cube.
Because I'm cool?
No, today's your Friday.
Okay.
That's a three to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at Evan smiling.
Yeah, I'll be off tomorrow.
Yep.
But, yeah, we still got to do a show today.
Yeah. But you're in your zone. I can tell.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But, you know what? I'm very torn. Let me just, because listen, we got our friends out there, otherwise known as listeners, but friends mostly.
And Slow-Mo dropping by at 10:20.
Yeah, that's what I was going to set. I was going to set up everything.
My bad, brother.
Because we're out of our routine. And I want to let everybody in on our what's going on. Yeah, Slow-Mo. Stole my thunder.
10:20.
So, yeah, we'll have Kyle Anderson, Warriors' new acquisition. He's going to join us at 10:20, which means we're going to go to a break at 10:12, which we don't usually do. Usually, when it comes to the clocks, one of the things the boss thinks he should be strategic about is, you know, we just come out rolling. He gives us a half hour to essentially do what Team USA couldn't do. We take our first half hour to get off to one of those 13-2 starts.
Oh, they won,
but they,
though. They
but they got old guys, so they're probably not gonna get off to great starts. But 888-957-9570, that's the number. And also the text line. YouTube chat, we're working on. We got some issues. What else do we got? Steve Kerr was with Willard and Diggs yesterday.
Yeah.
And
said a lot.
I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
I think Steve Kerr is first team all share. What other coach shares more than Steve Kerr?
Wow. They call that in the streets a real one.
Or do they say he's a little snitchy?
Is it he
talks too much about other people's business? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But a lot of good stuff from him.
Yep. Steve Kerr's the best. So yeah, let's see what else we got. We'll talk a lot about me today.
Empty nesting coming,
dude.
Steiny, I really thought about you. Talk to me about it.
It's awful. Yeah.
You got I'm hugging you from over here, man. You and Susan.
Yeah. Tuesday we took one daughter back to the airport. This weekend another one goes, and
I'm out.
That's a 4E.
All right, you know what? Let me tell you something. You know what? As long as you're going to get the series Steinmetz early, you know what? They got all kinds of books out there and all kinds of literature about how to be a parent of a newborn.
Yep.
Yeah, raising a newborn. Well, your diapers and that. Nobody tells you what to do when they leave.
Right. No doubt about it. Preach. It's like your virginity.
How'd you handle it?
It's, you know, you don't know. You can read all of it. No, I'm serious. You can talk about it. You prepare. But it's nothing like when, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's real. Like, whoa. Well, but, Stoney, I haven't gotten over it, man. You helped me. We went to the cafeteria. You, Evan. And you talked to me. I'm like, no. And you helped me. But then you helped me without really going through it. And now you're going through it. And I'm like, man, those were the nuggets he gave me. So I'm over here trying to. It's hard, man.
Yeah, it is. Huh? It is hard.
And you got Dibs to lean on this weekend, too, because he'll be with you on your trip.
But here's the other thing, parents out there. We got Kyle Anderson coming up in about 15 minutes. Newest acquisition of the Golden State Warriors. I forgot what I was going to say.
I brought up Dibs being with you, then you said slow-mo.
Dibs being with
you. And it was back to
empty nesting. I was going to stay off the subject of sports, but I channeled my inner Nahegan and said, well, make sure you tease Kyle Anderson. And then, of course, I forgot what I was going to say about
Blake Snell.
He stinks.
No, he was great. Webby got touched up for 7 earned.
Yeah.
Now,
Giants.
3 under.
What's new?
They get right when you know.
No, they don't. They don't get right.
No,
they get right
close to 500.
They get near right.
Yeah.
They get close to right.
What'd you think of Vegas? It was a party. I was
Vegas. What happened in Vegas?
The game. Team USA.
No.
Tell me you watched.
Oh, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't watch.
No, I'm not wrestle you.
Oh, okay. You want to wrestle me, but yesterday when I call it a friendly, you get upset. It was a friendly,
Oh, no, they were balling.
It was like watching
Team Canada got ballers.
A scrimmage.
No, it was NBA basketball.
How'd Curry play?
He was okay.
I mean, what I saw.
12 points, I believe.
Yeah, what I saw, it looked like he had a little, as Bob Fitzgerald would say, hitch in his giddy up.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
I didn't either.
I just wanted him off the court. Don't get
19
hurt.
Minutes.
I hate the ball they're using, Stoney. Yeah. It's just like it's hard to make a shot.
Well, when you don't have shooters.
Edwards got hot.
Of course he did.
He needs to be in the start lineup. Just my observation.
He'll start for Booker eventually.
All right.
Yeah, that's what'll happen there.
And then the Warriors win 91-90, get the Mitch Richmond Trophy over the Sacramento Kings.
Too. I was thinking about that too.
That was fun.
It's like, you know, now they have the Larry Bird for the Eastern Conference playoff MVP and the Magic Johnson Trophy for the Western Conference. If poor Mitch Richmond gets stuck with an exhibition trophy.
Nah, he looks at that. That's flattering. You're Tim Hardaway, hello.
Okay, why isn't it the Chris Mullin trophy?
Mm. Speaking of which.
Oh, maybe because you got to play for both teams.
Did you see the
Harrison Barnes.
The Black Falcon.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of Kerr and Chris Mullin, the Hall of Famer, giving Curry his Olympic jersey? Kind of hit you
in the cardiac. Yes, I did. I did see that.
Yeah.
Number four. Number four.
Curry's wearing 4.
Maybe, 4 rings.
Kids?
Rings are more important than children.
Okay.
It could be.
As you're sitting here like a nester.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you may see some thug tears today from your boy. And I'll take advice on what to do. Skinny Bob with the best advice, get a dog. I said, I
don't want to be negative, partner, but this is the worst part that you haven't embarked.
So I came home and I had like 2 or 3 days where I was just out of it. I was sad. I was very sad.
How often are you going to call the girls?
I mean,
a
fair amount.
Good God, yeah, okay.
What's somebody in your ear?
Good God, dude, relax. Mr. Insecure, it's not about you. He's telling me to fix the camera.
The thing's not even working.
We're back.
We're not back.
No, we're back.
I'll be the judge of whether we're back. No, I just updated the 98. Hey, by the way.
And this is our last 10-2, you and I.
Oh, that's right.
2-6 when I see you again.
That's right. We'll be on next week. Hold on. I'll make it official here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have that read.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
I have that read. By the way, though. Evan, the old break time's still here. I'll make the adjustment.
Lincoln loved me.
Hey, by the way, Loveman, did you see...
Who has somebody, a tattoo of the U? I didn't know.
Somebody said on the YouTube chat, it's the summer of love.
That's dope. That's
great.
That is dope.
That was last year.
Oh, boy. But still great. It works for me.
I think it was good.
That is. I gave it a 4.
I thought it was really, really good. Next weekend. Or not next week.
Oh, my God.
Word 2 I butchered. The second word of the read I butchered. All right. Next week, our lineup is going to be jacked up. Starting Monday, Willard and Dibs will be on from 6 to 10. Bonte and Chasky from 10 to 2. And we're going to be on 2 to 6. And you also get a chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. Don't worry. It's just for a week. And it's all brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. Coming up next on the River Islands guest line, Kyle Anderson, the 10-year NBA veteran. Who's now a Golden State Warrior. He'll join us on the River Islands guest line. And that segment was sponsored by Safeway.
Steph he'll break out in pimples.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
What's up, Steph?
The chef.
I tell you what, it's just been a... I've been torn all week. You know, my kids are leaving the house, trying to look on the bright side. Now I'm starting to feel a little bit how Warrior fans, and Klay's gone. And
yeah,
they're going to go through the same thing come training camp. That's it.
Well,
you're distracted.
No, I can't wait for our guest.
Kyle Anderson, yeah. Joining us momentarily. He's supposed to be on at 10:20. We'll find out if it's... I mean,
over under.
The bottom line is, if he's due at 10:20, he's going to be here at 10:25
because
he's slow mo.
NBA.
Yeah. I will. Okay.
You're not bringing Finch
here. I will not bring up Chris Finch.
I will see. Evan
who went to the same college as me
and a friend
who grew up in the same town as me, who Kyle Anderson played for. I mean, I could ask him what it's going to be like going from, you know, a Hall of Fame coach to this Scribini he's got here.
With 4 rings.
Bob Hurley?
Hey.
Hey, did Finch hoop?
Oh, yeah.
Was it better than you about to say?
Finch was significantly better than me as a player.
Yeah, a little taller, too.
6'4".
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. He was like, I mean, honestly, he was a little like a Division III Larry Bird. He was. He was really good, man.
Wow.
He's Yeah, here's one everybody cares about. He was a guy who should have been Division I, but he slipped through the cracks.
Okay.
He absolutely slipped through the cracks. Then he went to Division III and just was... They were like 112-19 when he was there. Yeah.
You know what Kyle Anderson went in high school? His last 2 years at St. Anthony?
That's Hurley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. See,
usually if you do some show prep... You prep about the guests, and then you know that going in, so you're kind of ready to, hey, you played for Hurley. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Well, I don't know how.
With all that prep, Steiny, do you know what he went in high school? Do you know what his record was in high school?
Well, yes, because you told me before the show.
So you didn't prep. Okay. He was 65-0.
Damn!
Wait, was that the first 2 years or last two?
Two.
Well, the only two he played at St. Anthony.
I thought he said he started as a freshman.
He started all 4 years in high school, but he only played his last 2 seasons at St. Anthony.
Well,
65 and old.
No, you don't start all 4. That means you start 4 years of varsity basketball.
Yeah, but the first 2 years were at a different high school. Again, with all the prep that you've
done. God, I wanted to be right.
Yeah. Shout out Ant-Man, St. Anthony's.
Where'd he go before that?
Do your prep.
Evan, look at him.
Oh, boy. All right. Kyle Anderson, he's on the clock. 10:20:09. Let's go. Let's go, Anderson. See, I don't want to get into this sound. I want to stall for time.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into this curse sound because it's juicy. It's juicy. And you know, I've noticed you're not really picking up the slack right now. Just say something, anything about... Something.
Well, when you're done, I will. Look at my guy, Evan. Man.
Okay, I'll do this. Hey, we got a problem with these Waymo cars.
Oh, man.
We got a big problem.
I had to go around 2 yesterday to get out of here. I did it.
We got to get this under control. There's people playing jokes on those cars, and there's nobody even in the cars to play a joke on.
We need
you reap what you sow, brother.
London Breed, Miss London Breed, write a letter to her.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I know what. Okay. There's one thing I wanted to talk to you about. So yesterday, it was about 10:14 in the morning. We just did, started the show. And I was talking, and I looked up, and you were like, you did this real quick, like hold on, like you had something to say. And I stopped, and then you said, no, that's, go ahead, it's all right. And then I went on for about a minute or two, and then you said, well, I got to read this text from Raymond Ritter.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right, right, right. And then I looked at my phone, and I realized we'd gotten the message, oh, right about the same time that you were like, wait, you realize you don't have to repeat it and interrupt the show right away when you get a text just because it's from Raymond Ritter. So I did the calculation. You got the text, and you wanted to talk about it 19 seconds later.
Yeah, because you weren't saying much of nothing. So I had to get it in. Do Raymond a solid. You were, yeah.
I mean.
But you're in your bag today.
What are you talking about? I'm out of material.
We know.
By the way, it isn't. Shout out San Jose Jazz fan.
He's back.
No, I don't know if he's back. Something's going on.
He should never have been gone. I'm not
into
that.
We don't know
that.
What's... Oh, I haven't looked.
I've been banned.
I don't know what's going on. But yeah. Shout out San Jose Jazz fan. He's right. It's no longer synchronized swimming. It's artistic swimming.
Oh, study. See, you didn't... Man.
Slow-mo, already 2 minutes late.
Look at him. He's our guy.
You're detecting a theme.
But the one thing about him is he's got size, well, Donnie, and this team needs it.
You know, the other problem is yes. I don't want to get into this sound because I know how this works in the radio business. I'm going to start playing sound, and then he's going to call. I'll tell you what. Why don't you do this? Why don't you text your best buddy, Raymond Ritter, right now during the show?
Oh, I would never.
And say,
I'm not that guy.
And pull a Bill Belichick and say, do your job.
On to Cincinnati.
As we get to 10:23.
I would never do that. I'm not that. That's a jerk move. That's
no,
Steve
it's
Martin.
Not.
You do it then.
Let me tell you what a jerk move is being late when you say you're going to be 10:20.
He's a pro
it's like
athlete.
My father.
Rest in peace.
When we get picked up to Little League. I told you this a million times.
Well, he's your dad.
Oh,
he don't.
Yeah. The hot. Oh, we got a ring. Well, now Spadoni's going to get. He's going to screen. Screen him good. Screen him good. What's he want to talk about? Ask him what he wants to talk about first, just like a regular caller. Kyle Anderson coming up. You are killing me today.
No, you're killing us.
Oh, man, this is all right, so Kyle Anderson's coming up momentarily. Warriors acquired him during free agency a week ago, and we got him. Kyle Anderson, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. What's going on, Kyle? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Let me start here. Well, welcome to the Bay, first of all. And anyway, oh, man. So when did the Warriors first show up on your radar?
I would say at the start of free agency. My agent just let me know there was some interest. You know, obviously there was some interest on our side, like, you know, just playing against the Warriors for so long my whole career and just, you know, seeing how they've done things with class, won and lost with class. You know, it's a top-tier organization, so... it popped up at the start of free agency.
Kyle, you got a unique style. Like, we both are fans of your game. When you look at this Warrior offense and system, what do you bring to it?
I would say, I always playing against the Warriors, I realize you got to have a high IQ to play for Coach Kerr. Just with the sets he runs and their offense is a lot of read and react and, you know, making plays on your own and being unselfish. So I think that's my game right there. I think I fit right in. Since my rookie year, I've always thought I'd fit in really well with this team. It's something I'm really excited about.
Kyle Anderson joining us on 95.7 The Game. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? How would you describe your game to someone who's never seen it?
How would I describe my game? You know, I think to maybe the avid fan, you know, someone who doesn't know the game but loves the game and watches the game here and there, but is not really in tune with it, I think to them, I don't think they'll take a liking to my game. I think that type of fan would want to see a lot of threes, a lot of dunks, a lot of flashy plays, and you probably won't get that out of me. To me, I think more people who, you know the game and can see things that don't show up on the stat sheet, I think, you know, those type of people really take a liking to my game. And, you know, just people that understand how to play the game, really. I think I'm an unselfish guy. I think I make a lot of plays that don't show up on the stat sheet. I try to defend and rebound as well as I can, you know, focus on things I can control. And just a playmaker in general, that's really the guy I've been my whole career. You know, even in high school, like, I wasn't a 30-point-per-game scorer. The game, my game today, you see, is the game I've always had.
Kyle, I love it, and I just referred to your game as unique, but you also have a unique new teammate in Draymond Green who you've battled with. What's it like, and what's it like going up against him and now knowing he will be riding with you to try to, you know, get back to the promised land?
Yeah, I've always loved Dre. You know, Draymond since my rookie year as well. And he's a guy that it looks like, you know, it's a SOB to play against him. But, you know, when you got him on your team, you know, you know, I'm sure you enjoy, you know, the passion and the energy that he brings. Also, the IQ. He's one of the best to ever do what he does. He, you know, kind of transcended the game into a small ball game for all 30 teams in this league. So, you know, and he's a winner. It's as simple as that. So I'm super excited to play alongside of him.
Kyle Anderson joining us on 95.7 The Game. All guests appear via the River Islands guest line. You know, Kyle, you're not – obviously your nickname is Slow-Mo, but my question is this. Defensively, you are – you're good. You're a really good defensive player, and your lateral movement obviously is one of your advantages on the defensive end. Why are you such a good defender? What enables you to be the defender you are?
I just try to work on it, really, in the summertime. I think a lot of it is watching film, you know, knowing guys' tendencies. You know, like, NBA players don't have a whole lot of moves in their bag. They really all do the same moves, you know, 82 games, you know, all year. They, you know, the film is going to show, you know, what they like, where they like to go, their tendencies, things like that. So, and I also, you know, coming into this league, I was told, who am I going to be able to guard in this league, which I thought was nonsense because, you know, I think defense is all, you know, effort. So I think just, you know, really buying in on that end and really making a niche of being a good defender, just, you know, trying to keep it going, really. You know, just you know, having some care on the defensive end.
We were talking about your, what are we going to ask him? Your last 2 years at St. Anthony's in high school going 65-0. I told my partner, I want to know the origin of the nickname Slow-Mo. Where'd you get that from?
I got that at about like 10 years old. We went to 10 and under nationals, and you know, we would play against the teams from down south, and you know, they obviously liked my game. They thought I was really good, and they would just call me Slow-Mo. Like, I don't even think they knew my real name. Like, you know, they had that country accent, and oh man, that's Slow-Mo. So that's just always where it came from. It stuck with me from then. But even back in New York City, another big time tournament that I played in as a kid, it was actually a league called IS8 in Queens, New York. And the announcer Pete Edwards, you know, he kind of just gave me the nickname Slow-Mo. So, you know, from those, you know, two standpoints, yeah, you know, the nickname just stuck with me and came about.
Kyle Anderson joining us on 95.7 The Game. You know, it's interesting, like, so you didn't take it as an insult, Slow-Mo.
No, I never took it as an insult. I thought I'd been moving fast.
It worked, though. It worked for you, baby.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. It's kind of funny because I'm describing your game and I'm thinking about your game, and I feel like I almost have to be careful because some of the things that come out might not be flattering. Like, I always thought that the best opportunity for an NBA player is you got to have one thing you do great, one thing. And you can't really be a jack of all trades and a master of none. But when I look at you, I do not one thing really sticks out, but I do feel like he can do a lot of things. Mm. Like, is that a compliment, an insult, or in between?
No, that was pretty offensive. No, I'm totally kidding. No, that doesn't bother me. Look, this will be my 11th season coming up. A lot of people can say what they want, but I've always knew the type of style that I play and the way I play and the winning basketball I play, competing on the defensive end. I knew that would help me stick around in the league. It doesn't bother me one bit.
And I got to ask you about the pass. I'm watching Team USA. Curry, your new teammate, man, no adjectives to describe what he's meant to the league and what he's done. But also your former teammate, Anthony Edwards. I mean, he had a hell of a jump, and it seems like he's next. I just want to ask you, are you shocked at what you saw from him, the growth per se?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not shocked. I got a chance to play against him in a playoff series with Memphis. I think that was the year you guys won it, 2022.
Right.
I had a chance to play against him. I knew he was the real deal. And then just becoming his teammate and, seeing how hard he works and how much he cares. And, honestly, forget basketball. Like, he's such a great person and such a great teammate. That's the most impressive thing about him. Like, obviously he does his thing on the court. He's really good. But, like, the person and the kid and the teammate that he is far more impressive than, anything he could do on the court. So I really enjoy being around Ant, like, as a person. And then, obviously, what he brings on the basketball court is huge.
Kyle Anderson joining us on 95.7 The Game, newest Golden State Warriors acquisition. You're obviously a student of the game. I've never heard anybody say that they spend the summers working on defense. But nevertheless, let me ask you about what you've already seen with the Warriors. Now, you don't know what your role is going to be, but you know who's on their roster and how they have played in the past. What do you think you can bring to this table, and how will you just kind of flow along and see what's needed to be done? How does a new player integrate himself to a new team?
Well, first, I don't want to make it seem like I'm just strictly working on defense in the summertime. Like, it's a few drills that could be implemented in our workouts that can help me on the defensive end.
But, you didn't have to do that.
We love it.
You didn't have to do that.
I don't want to make it seem like, yeah, I'm this big time defender who works on it and come. It's here and there we throw some drills in that can help me out. But as far as my game is fitting in, like, I'm just going to be who I am, really. I'm a guy that, when I step out there, I focus on what I can control, going out there, defending, rebounding. I think those are, signs of, how you can affect the game and play hard and things you can control. And then on the offensive end, just be a playmaker. I'm a guy that could get the rebound, start a break, make the throw ahead pass, get the hockey assist, make the extra pass or playmake and get the assist myself. So, that's just, I can only be myself when coming into this new offense. And I think, from watching the Warriors, they have a lot of high IQ guys. I'm a high IQ guy. I think we're going to figure it out. It might not click right away, but it's not something I'm worried about. I think I can fit into any offense in the league, to be honest.
I love that. Kyle, as far as music, we got E-40, Too Short. How familiar are you with the Bay Area, and what have you learned so far from it?
I'm not too familiar. This is brand new to me, but I have always loved Too Short, E-40,
there you
Sugar
go.
Free, a bunch of Bay Area rappers. Like, I respect California a lot. I love the Bay. Obviously, I went to UCLA. I haven't spent much time in the Bay, but I'm super excited to be a part of it and live there and
there you go.
Lose myself in the culture.
Hey, Kyle, you were on the Spurs in 17 when Kawhi got hurt in the first game, the Western Conference Finals. If Kawhi doesn't get hurt, you beat the Warriors that year in the Western Conference Finals?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. I think so. Just the way we were playing that year And, you know, I remember Kawhi kept saying it the whole time, like, yeah, we're going to beat these guys. We're going to beat these guys. And seeing how he played and see how he came out in game one, it was like, all right, yeah, we got a chance. We're going to get it done. And then, you know, unfortunately, the injury happened and, you know, things went left after that. But I thought we had a good chance we was going to win that series.
Yeah, you guys were up 25 in that first game. Yeah. It's one we talk about.
It was only game one, but I knew it would have been a long series. You know, that wasn't to tell for how the series would go. But I thought we had a really good shot at winning that series. I thought we would have won it. But you know, who's to say who would have won at this point?
Kyle, now another addition the Warriors made was bringing in your former teammate D'Anthony Melton. Tell us how big of a deal it is to have familiarity with him coming to a new locale, just like he is for the first time.
Yeah, that's big time, man. That's my guy. Obviously, on the court, we played together, but off the court, we're super tight. We built, you know, a really good bond in Memphis our 2 years there. We were in a bubble together. That's my guy. It's a lot of fun playing alongside of him. His offense has come a long way. He's a really good shooter, can play make, can keep possessions alive, but he's a threat defensively, someone who, like, you know, enjoys getting in the stance and getting stops, or he's really good with his hands. You know, he's just a fun player to play alongside with because he plays hard and how he approaches the game. So Mel is my guy. I'm super excited to be back with him.
Can I assume, Kyle, that he can guard multiple positions? Because I'm starting to look at this roster, and if he can do it, you obviously can do it, and, you know, Wiggins can do it, and it's one of the things the Warriors have done over the years is switch everything. So I take it Melton can do that?
Oh, 100%. 100%. You could count on Melt to get that done.
Hey, Kyle, really appreciate it, man.
Excited, man. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're excited. Oh, I know. One more thing. What was there a story behind the Jason Richardson T-shirt that you wore as a boy that you posted on your Instagram?
Nah, no story behind it. Honestly, I just always had that jersey. Like, it was a Nike Swingman, which was a huge deal back in those days to have one. I've always loved Jay Rich. I love that We Believe team. So when I seen the throwback jersey back in the day, I knew I had to have it. And then, you know, fast forward 15 years later, I signed with the Warriors, and it's just a full circle moment, man. I've always been a big fan, big student of the game, and these guys that have played before me and paved the way. So, you know, it's a full circle moment to put a Warriors jersey on now.
Hey, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us, man. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
No, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me, man. I'm super excited. It's going to be a fun one.
Yes, sir. That's Kyle Anderson. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. How do you not like that player?
I was just going to say that. Wow. Everybody on YouTube's loving him. Snotty came through, man.
I mean,
cool dude.
By the way, are we out at 42 here? No, we go. We'll go. No, it's 56. Thank you. 888-957-9570 is the number. You want to jump into the conversation? We can start with that interview with Kyle Anderson. He's clearly a grown-up.
Yeah.
He's clearly a really smart player. He's right about, I'll bet you if you made a list of players that could just fit onto any team with the least amount of maintenance, Kyle Anderson probably would be up there.
Yeah, and I think we learned why, Stoney, just his mindset and what he was able to share with us. So I'm excited. We talk about the lack of size for this team. Well, he's the plus factor when it comes to that because he can do it. And he let us know, Stoney, he working on his offense too.
So it's starting to come into focus for me here. So Kyle, he went to St. Anthony's in New Jersey. So this has got to be what's going on. He starts playing basketball and he's really good, but he's clearly not as athletic as the guys he's playing against. So the only thing he could rely on early in his playing had to be smarts.
Yeah.
So
and he got that moniker at 10.
At 10 years old.
And it stuck.
That's incredible. So that tells me at 10 years old, he was he was somebody who maybe felt like he had a disadvantage physically and had to make up for it in other areas.
Yeah, he was cerebral is the name that comes to mind. The IQ, that's just what you said.
Yeah, yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Way to blunder the start of the interview, Steiny.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I said, welcome to the Bay, and he didn't respond, and then there was silence. And
but that ain't on you.
And I chuckled.
He didn't hear.
No, it's life.
Oh.
It's life. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
Well, good dude, man. That everybody, that came through.
Yeah. Like, I kind of wanted to
go through
some of the, like, I was asking Evan, if I said describe Kyle Anderson's game, what would you say? And you know what he said, the first thing?
Give it to him.
Glue guy. And I thought that's interesting, because usually when you say, tell me about a guy's game, the first, he can shoot. Oh, he can defend. He's kind of like a. What do you give me for a poor man, Shane Battier?
I'm not mad at that.
I think Battier could score a little more, yeah. But that's all right.
Now he'll take a three, Steiny. He'll try to ha ha when you're the block. So you know it's not like he is not. You know I can't put the ball in the hole. He can. We've seen it in Memphis and we've seen it in Minnesota. So now it's like just how does he find his way onto this team? His niche per se, but Draymond now has help. If that's what you want to call him, if that's what we see from him, Steiny, another glue guy.
I mean, and now you realize just how important Wiggins is. Because you start to think, huh,
man,
if we could put Curry out there with Kyle Anderson and Wiggins and Draymond, you got some length there defensively that you really haven't had in the past, but you got to have Wiggins buying in. And I'm not saying Kyle Anderson's going to play 30, 35 minutes a game, but I mean, you can start to see this team. I think I'm in the minority, but I think you can start to see this team and what they're going to try to become. I really do, Goo.
Yeah, and I want to hear your basketball answer to this question from the YouTube chat from Estimated Eyes. I think he will have more of an impact on the game than CP3 did as a Warrior.
That's not a bad call.
Yeah, and that's no shade at CP3. I think for CP3, for us to maximize what he brings to the table, Steiny, he should have been starting. He didn't, and he still did his job, but I'm not mad at that. Like, I could see what Anderson does. Jack of all trades, master of none. Size, rebounding. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to put the rat on the table.
Brought to you by ATCO.
And I would love to get into this discussion with Warrior fans and with you. Because I get that people aren't super excited about the Warriors' offseason and the fact that they are where they are after they've won four rings. But, Goo, let me tell you what excites me about the Warriors.
Okay.
What excites me about the Warriors is this. This next 12 months is an opportunity for me individually,
okay,
to be right about something in basketball, period. And here's what I mean. You lost Klay Thompson and Chris Paul, and you got these three guys in here, okay? I've always been a chemistry guy. I've always been a fit guy. I've always been a know-your-role guy, all that kind of stuff. I think the puzzle pieces are as important as just about anything. And I absolutely think this team can be better than last year. I absolutely do. And if people are out there and don't think that, I want to know why. And here's what I'm getting at. Because I'm such a chemistry guy, I look back at this. Who are the two guys they got rid of?
Paul and Klay.
Okay. What we're finding out about Klay is that the last 2 years have been brutal. Not the last year, not the last 3 months, the last 2 years.
On and off the court.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ever since Klay got back, he has been trying to prove to himself and the world that he can get back to where he was. He's been battling some demons. He's been in a world kind of on his own. Chris Paul. I'm not talking attitude. I am not talking mindset. I'm not talking demeanor. Chris Paul just signed with the San Antonio Spurs. What was the number one reason he gave, Goo?
He wanted to play.
He wanted playing time.
No doubt about it.
He wanted to start again.
As well he should.
And so I'm thinking, okay, so they got rid of... No, was Chris Paul a problem? No, he wasn't a problem. Of course he wasn't a problem. But...
I think I know what
he didn't want to be here. He didn't want to be here, and he didn't want to come off the bench.
He didn't like his role.
He did the best he could because he's a professional. But he didn't want to be here.
You coaching?
Klay Thompson. He didn't want to be here. Certainly not at the end. He just didn't fit in. And that's why I think this team has a chance to be better. I just do. I think that Kyle Anderson could be a better fit. Gives him more versatility defensively than Klay did. I mean, 888-957-9570 is the number. Go ahead. Am I off my rocker?
No, I'm not.
Do you see what I'm getting at, at least?
I definitely see what you're getting at. And I'll just say this. Everybody understood. I like it. But at the end of the day, for me, partner, on my list is, do any of the three guys, even with the departures of Klay and CP3, do any of the three guys right out the gate, and I could be proven wrong, and I hope I am, make the basketball game easier for Steph Curry? And right now, I don't see it on my radar, but still, that might not constitute, it doesn't make the game easier for Wiggins, or the game easier for Pods, or Kuminga. So I'll be willing to see, but right now, man, I just really, watching that Steph play last night with all that abundance of help, I'm like, it's imperative that the game somehow, and Steph has some responsibility to that as well, but I know he's going to work out and be in the best of shape. But do those three guys, and losing Klay and Paul, can they make the game easier for Steph? That, to me, equates if this team can be better.
Yeah.
And I like all three guys, Donnie.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Well, let me think about that real quick. What can each of those three guys do for Steph Curry? All right. First guy is Buddy Hield. And I don't know what order they're going to play. Clearly Buddy Hield will help spacing.
Okay. Yep.
And spacing the floor. Like, that's the one thing he can do. He has to be guarded.
And he's going
to
have an opportunity galore.
And Kyle Anderson. Well, let me tell you something about Kyle Anderson. Is the way he's going to help Steph Curry is because he's so fundamentally sound, and this ain't going to be sexy, but I guarantee he sets good screens. Yeah. He can pass in the half court. He's not going to turn the ball over. He's smart enough to know how to look for Steph Curry. And so I think he can help Steph because he's such a solid all-around player. Melton, that's a good question. I can't sit here and pretend that I know Melton's game inside and out.
But he scores more than Chris Paul when he's healthy.
Okay.
He can. Put it on the floor, shoot some threes. And I got to throw this to you. You mentioned Battier. Could slow-mo be a poor man's Iggy to this Warriors team?
Maybe. That's not a bad call.
Like, I wouldn't rob it like
that. That's not a bad call.
Okay.
That's not a bad call. I think that's not a bad call. I mean, we could nitpick at what Iguodala might do better.
Right. Andre was smart, a little more athletic, but they don't have that. You know, would you just look at it from an Iguodala standpoint? So maybe he could fit in right there. I should have asked him, Evan, my bad, Steiny, how he looks going from, how it feels going from Minnesota in the Western Conference Finals. Do you look at the Warriors as not making the playoffs? Was that a fluke to you? Or what was your math on the Warriors not making it? Because, Donnie, I really don't believe they're a natural 10th seed. And I know that means nothing right now, but if this is who they are, I can get a little excited about the Fitz thing with, hey, Draymond don't get suspended, yada, yada, yada. You add these two guys, and Chris Paul was, Steiny, he was special, but he didn't like his role, but he was a pro. Well, I wonder if that's worth something, the two dudes, you know, you don't got to deal with that.
when I think back on of some, you know, Steiny, how'd Chris Paul do for the Warriors? Hey, how'd Chris Paul do that year he came to the Warriors and he came off the bench? He's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
He didn't hurt you.
He was Chris Paul playing 24 minutes a game. Like he was good.
Opened up TJD, some would say.
But was he great? Well, he wasn't. Was he given the opportunity to be great? No, but he's 38. He's the guy that to me is really tricky. He really is.
But he impressed me more than I thought he could.
The only thing that he impressed me with was the professionalism.
Ooh.
Like
I thought he ran the second unit. I thought he got the ball to.
But we knew he was going to do that. Oh, okay. Like that. All like right. He came as advertised.
Yeah, I was a little more skeptical than you.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, he came here and he did fine, but they didn't make the playoffs.
And you're preaching behind the scenes in the locker room, maybe not the camaraderie is why they didn't make it. You think when you don't have to deal with that, maybe. There's addition by subtraction.
Possibly.
But the Clay, possibly. We'll play this curse sound.
Yeah.
There's no doubt his job. He's relieved. He is. That's a man that has a burden that he understood why it was there, but Stein, he had to play into it.
You know, I think the other thing going on here is once you knew that you were going to lose Clay and Chris Paul, and you knew you were going to be left with Steph and Draymond and four youngsters. This is another thing that's starting to hit me right now about Dunleavy. I think Dunleavy knew that the one thing, you know, yeah, go for the home run.
Yeah.
Go for the home run. But I think what Dunleavy also knew is I've got to get pros in here to play with Steph and Draymond. Mm-hmm. And maybe that has a little something to do with Dunleavy knows that Steph and Dre at this point in their careers, you know, don't want to play a lot with young guys.
Man.
They want to play with guys that they really respect. They don't want to have to mentor as much as maybe they're asked. And so I guarantee you Draymond Green and Steph are looking at these three guys going, oh, you got three pros. I mean, you got three guys who can play.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really no doubt about that. They get three guys who should be rotation guys. So 888-957-9570 is the number. We just talked to Kyle Anderson. Do you have any thoughts on that? I think I'm not sitting here saying the Warriors are going to be better. That's dumb. I think the Warriors have a chance to be better. They need a lot to go right, and their margin for error is not like it used to be. But I do look at this roster, and I feel like it's coming into focus about what Mike Dunleavy's trying to do, not just on the court, but off.
Yeah, and I know you got a smart remark for this, but you kind of hit me when you said Wiggins, and you just brought his name up. And everybody knows I'll die on the hill of Andrew Wiggins if he wakes up. But, man, let's just say he woke up, Steiny. That would be like getting a new player in here.
It would be.
Now, I know you're like, goo, you're going to be waiting at the altar again. But imagine if he's that guy that could get you 22 a night, play solid D and shoot 38 to 40% from three. That's an addition. Because you know what we all know? That guy was nowhere to be found last year for this Warrior team.
I mean, he's a big key, but I mean, the one thing I am worried about are the signs we've gotten in the offseason, and we can talk about that on the other side. And Steve Kerr talked about Wiggins yesterday in terms of the
Olympics.
That was
a good interview. Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, everybody, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Goo, now that the summit has settled in after a couple days.
Great time.
What's your biggest memory of the summit?
The hospitality one for all of us. They that was first class, but the overwhelming response to not paying Kuminga from the fans.
Hmm.
And that, if you don't remember, and I'm sure you do, Stoddy, that was nobody wanted to do it. And I'm a Kuminga fan, but good God, Stoddy, I really believe, if you want to call the L that the Warriors took as an organization with Wiggins and what they got, And also to follow that up with Jordan Poole and what transpired. And there could be an asterisk there with him getting punched. But I'm just fascinated to see if Jordan Poole is going to get broken off. Excuse me, if Jonathan Kuminga is going to get broken off this offseason. And if not, I don't think there's no harm, no foul. But what we real quick, what we do know about J.K. Steiny is he'll speak his mind, whether it be in the paper or you catch him at the right time, if he is salivating at the bit to get this extension and somehow it didn't come.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. They have all offseason to do it. The deadline is usually right before next season starts, so the Warriors have a few months yet to get that done, and we'll find out about Steph Curry, too, on August 6th. 888-957-9570 is the number. I absolutely think the Warriors have a chance to be better next year. I told you some of the reasons why. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm getting some pushback on that.
Everybody's not almost in agreement. Like, I mean, I hear you.
My thing is why would they be worse after these transactions?
Because you're letting an 18-point a game, even though we're judging them from what it used to be, go out the door. You talk about the spacing. Let's just say this team got an inconsistent Buddy Hield. Where are those threes going to come from? You could say Moody. You could say Pods, but. Yeah,
and I would always say there's more to the game than just three-pointers. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.